Sounds like a leak.
The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Quench for Knowledge.
Yay!
Join Rob Spiewak, Mark Ronick, and their lovely assistant, Diana Ash, Thursday, November 29th at Quench in Rockville, Maryland, for America's favorite trivia game, Quench for Knowledge. It's fun and it's free, and enjoy the signature cocktails and cuisine that make Quench your best destination anytime. Bring your friends. I'm bringing a friend.
Who are you bringing? I should say, whom are you bringing?
My best friend.
Hey! Is he really going to be there?
Yeah, he sent me a text
today. That's fantastic.
He happens to be off that night. Because why be in the business when you own a bar? Thursday's not busy.
No, it's one of the slow nights.
During the holidays.
Why not go to your bar? Go to someone else's bar.
Exactly.
That's right.
On your night off.
So I'll have a wingman. The fun starts.
Are these homemade bitters?
He literally is.
These are tasty.
The fun starts at 8:30 p.m. Thursday, November 29th at Quench, 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville. For more information, visit quenchnation.com. Now, to begin the show, I normally do a funny little voice or we have a funny little discussion.
Yeah.
Today, something that just happened. I would like to speak about the technology of Apple.
Yes.
The technology of Apple, which everybody is always marvels at.
Hey, Apple.
I'm here to posit to my distinguished friend. Rob did something very nice. He put together a Christmas list for me. Mm-hmm. And then we were trying to load the Christmas list of music onto my computer.
Right.
And it turned out to be somewhat of a CF. If Mark didn't know and Rob didn't know their way around these things backwards and forwards, I would be done. Yeah. I would be toast. Mm-hmm. And we're still not
what
sure.
What you would do is you would have to go and pay for it legally.
Yeah. No, that's not the music I'm talking about.
This is just a list.
I'm talking about the technology of doing
the process.
It's extremely, if you're not in the know.
There's
and
a method,
I'm looking,
and
I'm,
you know
I'm,
what? There's something on. That I do a lot. So if you're in the know, it's not that bad.
I'm going to accept my computer illiteracy.
Although,
I truly
Mike,
am.
You did a great copy and paste. You knew how to highlight all.
I do, but I mean, the fact is, when you get deep into certain things like the cloud, which is inherently...
By the
in
way,
my
that's BS.
The cloud is inherently evil.
Yeah.
It's crap. It doesn't work. It's not clear. It's not easy to understand.
And kill Sarah Connor.
Even if it did work,
yes.
It's not big enough to back everything up. It just backs up some things.
Yeah, so the cloud is fickle, is it not?
The cloud is like a woman.
And I don't like the cloud. I don't care for the cloud. I didn't like the cloud when I started hearing cloud commercials on local radio.
Get
that
used
station.
To the
you like McCloud.
I like McCloud. Yes, Oscar.
I mean, really... what you lack in, I guess...
Here we go.
No.
Here we go. What is
I
it?
Would say your
he
overall,
is the picker.
Your overall knowledge of the software, because that's really a software problem.
Oscar, look at the scab.
You make up in spades
are
with
you
the hardware.
Are you going to leave it alone, or are you gonna pick
I
at
have a
it?
Question.
Because I don't know if the audience knows. Do you remember when you spiked your computer like a football twice last week and you had to get a new screen? Do you remember that?
These are lies.
I didn't spike Mike. I didn't throw
lies.
It.
None of this happened.
Can I ask a question? I'm not even going to pay attention to him.
Hey,
can I ask a question?
Welcome to my world.
Mark Ronick.
Yes, sir.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The cloud icon, the lovely little fluffy cloud icon that now has a bar through it. What does that mean?
Well, that's because when we were testing, we turned off the backup to the cloud.
Ah.
So it's probably letting you know that it is not in service right now.
I don't care for that.
Disconnected from the cloud.
That's right.
Hold on. Hey, you.
And we had backed up to your computer.
Get off of my cloud.
So the big problem was putting new music on your computer?
Hold on. No, shut up. Hold on just a second.
Don't try to help.
I want to just see if this is...
And for one thing, you didn't help matters by hurrying us along. One day that you wanted to start before us.
Let me just see if I got it. If it's in there.
That was the bit.
No, shtick is funny.
I'm not in a hurry.
Yeah. It worked.
It did work.
Hey, you know what's really great?
So that's the only reason
I got the fidelity of laptop speakers through his microphone.
Not bad.
It's quality.
Where, and incidentally, where are the speakers on an Apple?
They're at the top bar right in front of your screen.
Bar.
The top bar up here?
No, bottom. In between your screen and your keyboard.
Oh, so by top you meant bottom.
Yeah,
top of keyboard.
That's a computer thing right there. It's at the top bar on your screen.
Yeah.
No, that's the bottom.
Don't
that's
mix up top and bottom, especially at a gay bar.
You know what? You got me.
He meant top of the keyboard.
Merry Christmas, everybody. How's everybody doing?
This sounds great if you're listening on an AM radio.
All right, so it seems to be there.
Good.
So I think we're all set.
Good.
But so that bar, because I like to back up stuff on the cloud. How do I do? Do I go back into the cloud?
Yeah, we'll
now?
Go back and do that.
Don't do the cloud.
The main thing
Rob,
I want.
You just don't like anything new or what? What are you sighing for?
For someone
there?
Who hates something new, I
if
sure
I
got
was
your
listening
music.
To this,
didn't I
would have been like, are you, I mean, this is not even entertaining. This
yeah, but I think
excuse
a lot of people
me,
probably
Leah f***ing Remini. Go to your car.
Wow.
That is the prime directive.
Yeah.
You just violated the prime directive. You know what? Turn his microphone off.
Yeah,
turn
yes,
his microphone
yes,
off.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm sorry.
The
it's
last
just,
person that, said
do
that.
Not do that after two nights of the Big O and Duke show. I listen to that show. Yeah. Don't lecture me on entertainment.
No, I think
let's start the show.
I think it's
thank
fine.
You.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm in the mood for love. Simply because you're near me. Ba-da-da-da-da, boom, boom.
You get a load of this guy? He'd be chasing them dolls till his d*** rots off.
Oh, I'm too old for that kind of thing.
Age isn't everything.
No, no.
Anyway, it's all up here.
Oh, no. Sure, sure.
Not all up there, pal. Some of it's down here. Ooh, which, by the way, is hard as a rock.
You too? You got a boner too?
Blue steel. Cat couldn't scratch it.
I thought I was the only one.
We're in the mood for love simply because we've got one.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cabbie Fiber Studios, this, ladies and gentlemen, is America's most beloved podcast. We are downloaded more than 60 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide.
Nice.
It is Wednesday, November 28th, 2012, and our show today is brought to you by The Man Grade.
I love it.
It's terrific. Anyway, what I was going to say... No, I'm not going to bite my nose off despite me.
Yeah,
but The Man Grade is not really entertaining.
It's not.
No.
Jesus it helps you
Christ,
cook.
You dick. Anyway.
I'd like to explain myself.
Well, I'll give
you
a moment. I'll give you a moment.
But first.
Brought to you by The Man Grade. Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the year's best holiday gifts. The Man Grade, 100% made in America cast iron. So you get real steakhouse grill marks and seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor. Mm-hmm. I want to do it like Sam Elliott.
Oh, okay. You need to grow your mustache out.
Let me try it this way.
All right.
So you get real steakhouse grill marks and seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor.
It's a hell of a send-off for the old man.
You're absolutely right. It's completely inappropriate. The Man Grade is just $19.99. I'm going to do it like this from now on.
Cool. Good.
The Man Grade is just $19.99 when you order through the banner ad at MikeOmaraShow.com. But wait, there's more.
What?
Here's a queen to tell you all about the grill brush.
You know, Mike, I'm so glad you brought... I'm sorry, Sam, I'm so glad you brought up that grill brush because
hello,
you know what it's
Rob,
great for?
You old queen.
If you do a podcast as we do, there are days when, you know, someone turns to you and says, hey, this is not even entertaining. But what you can do is you can use the brush to remove the non-entertaining part and
yes.
get down to the funny.
That's
it
right.
It scrapes it right off, and it's got the TMOS logo right on it. It's a hell of a grill brush.
Give the grilling great. That's changing the way America grills. Give... The Man Grade. Now, before you begin,
yes,
I'm going to warn you.
Yes,
that it, you know sometimes it is just best to cut your losses.
No, I don't think
worked,
I did anything wrong.
We worked with Leah Remini one
yes.
time.
Yes,
and one Leah time. Came on, and I remember Don,
I was listening
and
to
I
that
remember
show.
Me, uh-huh. and I remember when she was sitting there in the heat of battle,
mm-hmm.
and she said, "This just isn't funny,"
uh-huh.
and it was we identified it as the prime directive at the time
uh-huh.
because it cuts to the absolute essence of my being.
Right,
and
you're taking
and so,
it the wrong way. I don't like that song.
You don't like what song?
That song you were playing, that Christmas song.
Okay, that's fine. All right, then I'm sorry I played it. That wasn't entertaining.
No, I don't. I would rather have a
better
Christmas
now.
Song.
You'd like to hear? All right. If
yeah,
like
that's what
better.
I
did. I bring
I
you
like.
Any? Did I bring you any famous Christmas songs by any blind troubadours, Mike? Because there's one that I know that Oscar would love.
All right,
like Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
No, that's a pile
something
of
something I'd like to hear.
Now,
that's
now,
a pile
now
of
talk
suck.
Amongst your yourselves list. Because I'm going to try it. Hold on.
I don't know that I've updated my iPad with holiday favorites yet, but there's one that I'm looking for that I think Oscar would enjoy. Because
don't put Feliz Navidad.
Why?
Okay. See, I was going to find that.
There is the fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to find that for you. You know?
I wouldn't find that entertaining either.
No, you don't like that at all?
No, I don't like that song.
Only Grandma Got Run Over by
Here's
a Reindeer.
Here's All I Have, Mike, by Jose. I don't have any holiday Jose.
I love this song.
Yeah. I do too.
I truly love this song.
This
to me
song.
Is not only a beautifully written song, but this is my favorite version of it.
But the
and
thing
it's been
is,
recorded by a lot of different people.
Yes.
Really, Jose Feliciano should not be lighting any fires at all, just for the sake of safety.
You know, I have a story about Jose Feliciano, and this happened on the Mike Douglas Show years
you know
ago.
That it would be untrue.
Oh, that's nice.
I love this song.
I do too.
This is a great song.
I could drive along the highway and listen to this. Yeah. Jose Feliciano.
By the way, Jose should not be driving along the highway either.
He was on the Mike Douglas Show, and I'm sure it was Jose Feliciano, and they were doing a one-on-one exclusive interview, and Mike Douglas asked Jose Feliciano, he said, do you watch much television?
Oh,
and I
no.
swear to God, he asked
and
the question like...
Say, we should tell people he's blind. Yeah. The man is...
If you don't know Jose Feliciano's blind, then
well,
you know, screw you.
I bet he didn't.
So,
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, my mom loves the Jose
Feliciano. Mike Douglas asked him the question. Right. I remember this as a kid watching this on TV, and I remember how he reacted to it. This is Mike Douglas saying this. He said, so, do you watch much television? Oh... and he knew
Douglas.
It immediately. He went, oh.
Well, you know how some blind guys look blind, some don't. He looks blind.
But Jose Feliciano did not miss a beat and said, yes, I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
He sits in front of the television. He listens to the audio of it. That's the way he does it. A lot of people that are blind do that.
Watch TV.
What's
that
wrong
way.
With this show today?
He's saying, actually,
this is your fault.
Why?
This is all your fault.
Because I was misunderstood?
No, you just, you know.
Entertaining. Well, I didn't like that song you were playing beforehand.
I don't want to go to Todd's party now. It's going to be filled with people like Oscar. Carl and I are already paranoid about it. All these young hipsters.
No.
And fat Mike, 53-year-old Mike, comes walking
I think
in.
You should go, Mike. And,
you know, everybody with 13-inch waist.
Give my regrets.
Perfect hair and everybody's smelling good.
I'll need you.
Screw him.
I'll need you there to give my regrets.
It's Viral Mike,
yeah. So they're all going to be impressed with me because I fathered a child.
Yeah, what you should do, Mike, come in.
No, they're going to be mocking me. Look at that. Can you believe that?
What you should do, Mike, is you should prove your virility by coming in with a huge rager.
With my pants cut out.
Yeah.
Take a look at this, young
I'm
people.
When I had my stitches put in, they actually had like a small, almost like a shawl that they put my thumb through, and it covers the rest of my hand. So it's just like a cloth with a hole in it.
How is your thumb today?
It's really hurting a lot still. But you know what? The knitting is coming together. I can see that it's healing.
Oh, now, I am still Logie.
No, I can't knit at all.
I am still Logie after yesterday's show. And what happened to me at the end, you guys
I didn't even realize it.
No.
You covered it well.
Well, slow down. You guys have experienced this on a couple of occasions, and it happens to me once in a blue moon. It is the scariest goddamn thing in the free world. I'm talking about migraines. And not migraines when you get the little visual disturbance. Migraines, we had a great show yesterday, and then we had a very, very intense, not negative, but a very intense business meeting where we were going over a bunch of different
very
stuff.
Productive.
And we got done with that. And because of the holiday season, I have been mainlining a lot of chocolate, which is known as a trigger in the migraine world. And so we got done with the show and we got done with the business meeting. And I walked out into the kitchen and Rob was saying something to me. And the line I was going to say was, I was overcome with the outpouring of love.
Right.
Or I was overcome with the outpouring of emotion from our listening audience. Right. I was trying to say that. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, as I was going to try to say that to Rob, I realized the words weren't coming between the brain and the mouth.
That's
and it is
good.
It's called aphasia.
I do know one thing you were able to get out was, Rob, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I knew it was time to excuse myself from the kitchen. But I didn't know.
I went out on the deck and I was just sitting there.
Thought you were still mad at me about the lights.
The best way to describe this is it's just a feeling of being out of it. But Buzz can speak to this. When you get to be our age, this is a brand new fear that you have because you hear friends and you begin to hear acquaintances that have early onset of stuff that, and even though, you
know
50
who,
is not considered to be old anymore in our society, and I know that, that's the reality of it. But now with the baby and with everything else, so when you, when you have symptoms of a migraine headache that actually make you feel kind of logy, It's really, it freaks there, you. And I was
more
freaked
frustrating.
Out.
It's very frustrating because you share that frustration of people who want to speak but cannot.
Yeah, that's what you described to me that is the most scary about it. Is
horrible.
That you're totally aware that you're not able to communicate.
Right. You know,
and
the first
I think
time,
the frustration redoubles it, doesn't it?
The first time scary. It happened to me was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And I was in a recording studio that I built in my house with a guy named Larry Wax, guy that now works at a morning show down in Atlanta. I think Larry's still doing
Larry Wax.
I know him. Larry Wax down there. Larry was,
He's still doing the show called The Wax Museum?
he was a very funny guy.
Stacks of wax.
Larry used to do a thing. Larry was from, I think, Pikesville, Baltimore, Jewish suburb of Baltimore, and did Jewish material, the likes of which nobody. He used to do a bit about the Southern sheriff that pulls him over and is about to let him go, but he's standing by the window and he looks at the driver's license and he's like, "Well, I listen to your show all the time, and you can go on your way. I was noticing this driver's license. I don't want to make a big deal about nothing, but I happened to see the last name and the way it was spelled and." I'm not trying to make trouble for you. I'd love to send you on your way. You're a nice fella, and you make my wife and I laugh all the time. But seriously, if you could just answer one question, you wouldn't be one of those Jewish fellas, would you? And he did that shtick just for me, and I've always remembered Larry for doing that. And Ross Clavins was another buddy of mine who was hysterically funny as well. But the thing, Larry was in my basement, and I had this company called Chesapeake Recordings, and I did commercials at the time for JKJ, and I did commercials for Free State Raceway, right. Laurel Racetrack. That was a great guy to work for.
Is that when you were working with?
I didn't like the sound of it. I didn't like the sound of the spot.
He made me. He was the only guy that I couldn't play a spec over the phone. I would have to do the spec. And I would have to drive to the racetrack.
Oh, because he wanted to hear like.
And I would have to play it in his office.
Full fidelity.
Yeah, it was scary.
When you were working with the Amish?
Probably around that same time. Yeah. And I'm in my basement, and I got done with a recording session, and suddenly I'm saying things like, may I mambo dog face to the banana patch, and it really totally freaked me out. And
did Wax think you were doing shtick?
I think Larry left shortly thereafter. I said, hey, I got to go. I'm having trouble talking. And
he left you.
And he I didn't know what was going on.
But still, that's when if the
you
first
know that
time,
I can walk around, I can even communicate basically, but I'm not good at large sentences
words
and stringing words
but
together.
But still, if this is the first time and you don't realize what's causing it, and his plan is to just get the hell out of there,
I think it manifested.
See you later.
I think it manifested itself after Larry left. I don't think it was Larry's fault.
Okay.
And so
I never said it was his fault.
But that's how long ago this was, and that's the first time it happened. It happened to me. I can remember the times. I can remember being on the old Severn River Bridge having a conversation with my wife, and she was saying that my old college roommate had just called, who I hadn't heard from in years.
Right.
And so I got home, and I was still experiencing this, and I had to call him and say, I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you, but I can't really talk right now. I remember these things they were yesterday
because
they
make
so
such an impression. Yeah,
yeah, it's very, very. So
how long does
happened
it last?
Yesterday. It usually lasts about 10, 15 minutes.
Jeez.
And
now
you go to bed, you go into a dark room, and then I was out of commission all day. Some people have migraine headaches where they are out of commission for the better part of a week.
With nausea and vomiting.
Yeah, sensitivity to light.
It takes me several hours.
Yeah, and you get them too, right?
I get them too. And it's funny that you said earlier, I also, the first time I got it was when I was 20 or in my 20, early 20s, and it was while I was driving. And I told you yesterday, when my effect isn't always aphasia, it's my vision.
Scotoma.
And I can't see, my peripheral vision is just completely gone. And so
that's what I get most of the time. That's what I get most of the time, where you get way
like
to describe it would be
similar, yeah.
It's kind of like when you get a flashbulb in the eye.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And only it goes across your field of vision.
That's right.
And you just have a chunk of it that's not there. It's it's blood vessel stuff.
Yeah, why yesterday then did you go out on the deck? Because I would think you'd want to go somewhere dark and lay
sleepy
down.
Time.
Wanted to get to air, and I was letting Frankie out and just wanted to get some air. And then Mark saw me after that, and you'll notice because I become slightly green, and I'm like, hey, good night, everybody. We'll see you next time. So it just sucks. Yeah. It really does. And you know what? I think you begin to understand the triggers and what causes it, but it's a very – headache is and has been, since I've been treated for it, a very inexact science.
Yes,
and people
it is.
Don't,
still is.
You know, they have a lot of products that are out there now for it that I don't necessarily buy.
I still say Excedrin is the best.
The Excedrin migraine, have you tried it?
Excedrin migraine is basically Excedrin.
Right.
But more caffeine, right?
I don't think so. I think I actually researched this one time. Excedrin migraine is Excedrin. I swear to God.
Well, I'm going to buy it because Excedrin is still not on the shelf.
I would urge, I've done this, I know I've done this experiment before. You take Excedrin migraine and you take regular Excedrin and maybe regular extra strength Excedrin, and you put them side by side. It's one of the regular products and you look and you try to see if there are any milligrams that are different. And I don't know. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, the basic
formula. If there's one thing, it might be a little more caffeine. That's all it would be. Yeah. So the best thing that's ever worked for me with my migraines is I take either a Tylenol or an aspirin, and I mainline a Diet Coke.
Yeah, which is essentially making your own Excedrin.
Making your own Excedrin, and that's what it is. Now, so you have Excedrin migraine?
Yeah, I have a migraine. Yeah.
Can I see it?
All right, read the ingredients.
Is that expensive? I think the mighty small bottle.
Basically,
it's not cheap.
Mark doesn't overspend. He just buys what he needs. Do you have this? Maybe just two?
I might hold on to this. I think it might have a new formula to it, so I might be wrong about that. Acetaminophen, aspirin, and caffeine.
That's the ingredient in every Excedrin product.
And I think it's also the same thing in Anacin, isn't it? Right.
Anacin was just caffeine and aspirin.
Oh, okay.
One time when I took it, though, I didn't find it very entertaining.
you gotta let that go.
Anyway, I mean, it's hard.
It was totally misunderstood.
Did you know when you said it that you'd hit a button? Did you know immediately
that
you'd hit a button?
Well, I knew that I was misunderstood.
A tenant of show business, excuse me, is not to do that.
Yeah.
But a tenant of show business is no matter what you're doing, it's all great. You know?
For me, that song wasn't entertaining. That's what I'm saying.
You keep that to yourself.
Can we get back on track with the show?
That's my personal, like what I like.
Quote Gary Bettman, Mike, this is not productive.
This is not productive.
Let's move on.
It's not working.
I didn't mean it as the show.
I didn't say that.
Here's what's productive. Listen, everybody's doing it. The Today Show is doing it. Uh-huh. Offices are doing it. I think it's time that we do it.
What's that?
So we don't have any. Has anybody purchased any Powerball tickets
yet? No.
Yes.
No one?
No.
You have?
Yes.
Would you like to put them in the pool?
Absolutely.
Shall we do a pool?
Sure.
You can.
All right.
Sure.
Is $20?
Is $40?
$40 each?
$40
always
worth.
More with Oscar.
Do you want to
buy $40? How
about
in my car.
How about we all put a $20 limit on it, but Oscar spends more because he's an ass?
Would you kick in? Would you kick in your $40 worth of tickets?
Or 20 of them, or just half of it. Just kick in the 20.
No, then if we, you know what? I don't care. Yes.
Whatever you
because
like.
Because if we did a pool and his $20 half for himself
we would have to kill him.
I'll put in, look, you guys can put in $20. Mm-hmm. I will put in $40. Mm-hmm. And we will put, so that'll be a total of, you'll put in your $40.
Yes.
I'll put in $40.
That's how good. Many That's times? Smart
I'll
way
do
to
that
do.
Too.
You'll do $40.
I'll do 40, yeah.
Let's now. Let's go. Let's go to our two, the Step Up Twins. Let's
I'll do $42.
Rob,
you win.
No, Rob and Face.
No, yes. I'm good for 40, but I have no cash on me today. I'll have it tomorrow. I just need someone in front. I don't carry cash.
Why don't you just go to the store and get them?
He'll go, but he has to still kick in for his $40.
Sure,
right. Yeah, right.
All right, so I don't know if I've got, let me see if I've got $40.
I've got
They have
cash.
Them at the Shoppers, 40. Right?
Why don't I just buy them?
Huh?
I'll buy them.
Wait, I got to go out to the kitchen.
I have a feeling that I have a feeling that the lottery ticket should be purchased in the District of Columbia, because I just feel the District of Columbia is where the winning ticket will be.
I was going to buy them at the Shell in Virginia next to my work.
This is a huge waste. Nobody here is going to win anything.
No.
It's a 175 million to one.
Yeah,
that's the odds.
You're more likely to be killed by a swarm of killer bees.
Still keep hoping. Now, what about the guy that says to God, he says every day, he prays, God, please let me win the lottery. Mm-hmm. Please let me win the lottery. And nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And after years, he finally goes to the hilltop and he screams. He says, why have you forsaken me? Why won't you let me win the lottery? And God says, please meet me halfway. Buy a ticket.
Rob, I'm floating you the $40.
Thank you, Mike. Bless your heart. I will have your money tomorrow. 40,
and you'll bring your tickets in?
They're already here.
They're here?
Yeah.
God damn this thing.
Get $40 for a mic stand.
Are the
You're
tickets
in for 40?
I'm in for 40. If you want, I could go right now during
the
show and go.
Are you in for
40?
Yeah, I guess I am.
You have to.
I guess I do.
Boy, are you going to love it when you win,
this
Buzz?
This is a huge waste of money.
I know it is.
And
I know
Mike,
it is.
Thank you.
But just imagine.
Think about that.
Just imagine how you would feel. Imagine how you would feel.
I would feel great, but...
I mean, you know.
that was so begrudging.
But it ain't going to happen.
But it ain't going to happen.
Was that the money you had set aside for Marsha's cake?
All right, so you owe me 40 tomorrow.
Yes, and I'll have it for you tomorrow.
Yeah, go now. Go now.
Oh,
and
get nice.
And where are your tickets?
In the car. I'll give them to you.
All right, Brent, go get it. Get it. I want them all right on that table.
Right.
Yeah.
We should put them in a. Do you have a lucky spot? Do you have a lucky spot?
He does.
I'm excited. I was watching the Today Show.
Do you think we have it? I think we're halfway to winning right now.
I agree.
I think. How can we miss?
The fact is that, you know.
Oh, my brother.
They had an analogy today
about the pennies?
The pennies killed me.
I loved that analogy.
Buzz, on the Today Show this morning, they did an analogy of pennies. You take 175 million pennies and you line them up.
Doesn't it connect the East and the West Coast
of
the country?
So. No,
nearly.
I think you could just line them up and you'd have to stop at one of the 175 pennies and pick one up.
Right.
And
as you're driving cross country, stop your car, pick up a penny, and if it has an X on it, you win.
Now,
I also think, though, that with the sales, though, I think the odds are greater than one in 175 million.
Yeah, well, the more.
No, but it's based on the numbers, right?
And also, you know, that with all the media coverage they got this morning and suckers like us,
it might be 600 million.
The jackpot will go crazy fast.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Mike, put them in a lucky spot. What's your lucky spot?
Now, how will you're not going to let the machine pick the numbers, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You can't win that way.
Yes, you can.
Not that you could win any other way.
Well, Mark's going to get them.
Expert tips include never let the machine pick the numbers. You must always pick the numbers yourself.
Yeah, that's
people
true.
Who win have chosen their own numbers.
Get Mark.
He's already, well,
he's leaving.
I'll text him.
But every.
Okay.
But I mean, but how many numbers does he. Wait. How many? He's got to pick.
Six for each ticket, I guess, right? Six for each ticket.
Guy was just trying to sell books.
No, it's a dollar per number, so we're going to...
It's $2 a ticket.
It's $2 a ticket?
Yes.
How many numbers are on there? I paid $40 for that.
So you should have 20 chances.
Yeah, and Mark's good with numbers, so he'll be fine.
But the thing is I think that guy that said that was trying to sell books.
Yeah, it's 20, you get 20 numbers. Yeah.
The thing is that every number selection is its independent, random thing.
Yeah, but...
And if you randomly select the numbers, I think that tip is for people that play the lottery... Each and every
all the
week.
Time.
I read a list of tips this morning. Number one, don't let the machine pick the numbers.
But the thing
let
is,
the machine
pick
the numbers.
He's got to pick a total of...
Well, 40 times 5, 200. Yeah. So 100, you have to pick 600 numbers.
He's great with numbers.
Yeah, but he doesn't...
We don't have him back in time for the contest.
How does he have the time to do
he
that?
He won't be back in time for Hanukkah.
That's right. No, I think I really staunchly believe that letting the machine pick it is the same
even
as picking your own numbers.
Even if you did one card with just his pick of numbers, then that'd be better.
For example, Mike, you would think that when you're playing roulette, if you keep playing the same number, it's got to come up, but it's not because every spin is an independent event. And
yeah,
so
and
the odds are the same
but
every time.
Each winning number would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A total of six numbers.
Right.
So it's 60 per $10 bet.
No.
60 per $20 bet.
Right.
60 numbers per $20 bet.
But there also you'd have to fill out 60.
That's a lot of numbers to pick.
Yeah, he would. I think, let the machine
I let him off the hook.
We have technology that we should use to our advantage.
Right.
And besides, we win the lottery,
we'll have
lots of time to pick numbers.
We should do this.
What?
Wait, you don't go over 50, right? Oh, you do go over 50.
50 what?
How many numbers are there in the in each
isn't it?
I think it's 5 in the Powerball, correct?
I thought it was
six in the Powerball.
6 and the Powerball.
They go up to
7 total.
All right, Buzz, you're 57, right?
Right. 59 now.
59
actually, my age.
You're
50.
All right. So 59 is on here. So we have to go 59.
Mhm. Uh-huh.
Your age?
I'm 34.
34.
41.
Uh-huh. 53.
Right.
And how
Mark
old?
Is 16.
All right, text him and say one of the numbers has to be our ages.
Okay.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And then what? The
and then
Powerball
Carla's
is what?
Age.
Huh?
And Carla's
no, not
age.
No. It doesn't work
she's
that
a jinx.
Way. No, she's not a jinx. That's the perfect number. We're 5. We have to at least play all of our ages.
But then isn't there a Powerball number?
Then it'll be the total number of us.
Okay. Oh, okay. So 5.
So it'd be 5.
Powerball number 5.
So so give him.
What are the
Buzz.
Ages again?
I've busting got 59 some science
for me.
On your ass.
What's right,
59.
Uh-huh.
53.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want to go in that order. It's 59.
34.
Okay, 41. Change it. Wait. I got to change the order. 34.
You know what we're doing? We're picking
41.
Our numbers. We can't
I love
miss.
It. Yeah. It's going
to
be awesome.
As long as Mike remembers to put the tickets in the lucky spot.
Wait a minute, though. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Because I noticed that the first row of numbers is always the lower numbers.
Well because that was an auto pick.
Yeah, if it's auto pick, it's going to do it numerically.
What happens when you let the machine do it?
All right.
All of a sudden, Buzz is getting ready to fly to Monte Carlo.
So it's got
to
be 59, 34, 41, 53, Mark's age, and then our total number.
Yeah, I think Mark is 37.
There you go.
I think Mark is 37.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be amazing.
How great is that?
You know what?
Yeah.
We'd have this audio played on every network.
I thought about what
And allow me to say this, is that with the win, we will continue to do the podcast.
I thought about
maybe
that.
I actually might do that.
I might. I thought
I like
about
doing
that.
It
I was
so
like,
much.
I'd still do the podcast.
Of course you would.
I'd definitely do the podcast.
What does
but
that
I tell
mean?
You, we would do.
I can do
podcast.
More podcasts now.
We would do the podcast in at the top of a building, a mm-hmm. huge deal, and we would. It would be gorgeous.
That's yeah. right. The yeah. first yeah. Monday
drinking
of every
champagne
month,
and getting special favors.
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
The first oh, Monday God. Of every month, we would head to our studio at the top of the Empire State Building.
That's right. No, I think I'd want to do it. I'd want to do it in maybe Arlington somewhere.
I think closer to Leesburg would be nice.
Well,
but you know what? I'll
that's
buy.
Where I'll
you
be
know
buy
what?
That's where I'll be buying my new home.
Well, you know so. What? I'll buy a house close to where you put the studio.
Okay, very good. Okay.
You know, we got a building in Leesburg that
that's
we put
fun.
A studio in.
You know what the second most popular thing to do if you win the lottery is?
What's that?
To leave your spouse.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That's impossible for me.
Well, no. And just,
I'm all in now.
No, but just...
I can.
There was a review of what
people
do.
I'd give her a
do.
Big check, though.
People usually right. buy an exotic car fair. Or a home, mm-hmm. But the divorce rate is like through the roof.
Of course it is. You know, but the
sense.
Thing is, I have kind of, you know, lived my life with a lot of money.
Yes.
And so I've been through that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it says a lot that, I think really you hear about people getting all screwed up by mm-hmm. it. You can understand because
Sure.
I've said time
like
and
fame.
Time again, I've had the happiest year with the least money in my mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that says something
Let's
right
try
there.
To keep it that way.
No, I think it'd still
For
be
example,
fun.
How happy are we all now that we now have $40 less?
Less, yeah.
Yeah, so we're very
yeah.
happy.
But it's I like the idea of pooling just to increase your odds
That's
a little
true.
Bit.
I wanted to do this. I just didn't want to bring it up again because last time we didn't do so well.
No,
you know?
Last time I think we won like $5 or $8 or something.
So
when we
mathematicians,
ran the tickets, we got
something. With all of us kicking in 40, how many numbers are we going to have a chance?
Okay,
at?
So that's 200 chances. That's 100 tickets.
100 tickets?
Because mm-hmm. that's 40 times 5, right?
So it's
right,
200 yeah. chances.
No. It's $2.
$2 a ticket.
$2 a ticket.
So it's 100 chances.
100
right,
chances.
Right. We're 100 out of 175.
Million. The odds are going to
right.
Yeah.
The odds are in my favor.
What do you do with that money though?
Well, what would it be? Can we figure it out what it would be?
Well, for
it's
how
like,
much?
It's three. Let's say roughly.
That's $500 million.
It's
right now.
It's 300 after taxes, and we take it after tax.
Right? Lump sum. Lump sum.
The lump sum.
I got no time left. Bring it.
$300 million.
You know what's funny?
Divided by 5.
You know what's really funny? I do believe the last time I used the calculator on my iPhone was the last time we did this because the number in it is 375 million.
So just do for S's and giggles, right. After taxes, 350 million.
350 million.
Divided by 5.
Because we got to pay federal and state.
Yeah, but it's after the federal. That's after federal
Did
taxes.
Did you know Pennsylvania doesn't charge state taxes on lottery wins?
And neither does New Hampshire, I think. Mm-hmm. And
which is why Mike
states.
Is building in Breezewood. And, you know, I don't even need the calculator for this. Everyone gets $70 million. Mm-hmm. But I think Mike should get, like, $70 million and $300 extra because we do the show at
right.
his house.
I agree.
So we're all going to kick in
$60
and an iPad. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Jesus.
So, now that would be, you know, $70 million. Think about it.
You're giddy. Look at you.
It's so much fun. That's where the joy
yeah.
comes in.
Let's say.
You know, you could say, well, why don't they do more with the money to help everybody else? No, it's fun to have this fantasy.
And let's say,
it's
Mike,
American. It's American.
There was a mess head buying lottery tickets. I hope she wins. literally.
Probably will.
When I picked up mine, I was like, I wonder if there's going to be a big line. It was like 11-ish at night.
Right.
So I stop in at the Shell, and there's somebody there. And look, if you've ever met a meth head, this is the person you want to meet. Because they were happy.
Look how depressed he is.
Now, Buzz is depressed.
I'm not depressed.
He just lost
$40. No, it's just, I lost $40.
But you are. You're down.
No, it's just, it's silly. It's just a waste of money.
But of course it's a waste of money.
I can have the fantasy without spending
If anybody should be playing the lottery, it's you, Buzz.
That's
you
true.
Cheated death,
you
for God's sakes.
Now, let's.
You're the luckiest man in the room.
I hope I bring us luck.
Oscar, this doesn't count for you, but for Mike and me, let me just say this. Do you think we have a chance of living 35 more years?
No.
Okay. Let's say
I know I don't.
With
he does.
Great medical care, we'll yes, live 35 do. Years. That
no,
means,
wait. I have some easy.
You do.
50.
You'd be 80 something.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Yeah. If I take care of
if
myself.
If we say 35 more years, that means that we have, even if we don't invest, if we just take the money and hide it under our mattress, a yearly income of $2 million without doing anything.
Right.
If we win.
For the rest of our
so
lives.
We're set. We're absolutely set.
That's incredible, but that's why I want to take the lump sum.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think everybody takes the lump sum. Yeah.
And besides, the my kids assuming, yeah. would get to go to a great in-state school. I would pay
hey,
off
big spender.
I would pay off at least 10 years in advance on my mortgage on the townhouse. I'd fix that hole in the wall.
Serious.
All of these things become possible.
Calm down. Serious question. He's wound up today. Yeah,
but listen to his dreams.
I know.
It's just to stay the same.
I know. I know it is. Sad as
no, I'd, the I'd make, I would make one change.
What's that?
Maybe cut the podcast by one.
A week?
No, him.
Okay. One person.
The non-entertaining
serious,
guy.
Serious question. $70 million windfall.
Yeah.
Serious question.
Yeah.
What would you do? First thing.
I know.
First thing. Let me go to you first. Seriously.
I would.
Here we go.
I would stay in the area that I'm living, but I would get a nicer house,
mm-hmm.
and I would pay for it with a check.
Okay.
And I would say, this is going to be our home.
All right.
And I would let Carrie do exactly what she wants. She always has plans to how she wants to make our house better.
Right.
And I would say, do whatever you want. Make this your house. But actually, there is one priority before that. I would let Carrie quit her job. I would insist that she does it because she hates working.
Okay. Very good. What about you, Oscar?
I would buy my parents a house, like a nice house wherever they would want.
Okay.
And I thought about this because I was like, I like to fantasize. I think that's the
everybody does.
The
that's
lottery.
The fun. That's the fun of the whole day.
I said I would buy. I would give a lump sum of money to all my family members.
Mm-hmm.
So I never want to be in a place where someone's got to ask you for things.
Right.
You know, and I say, hey, here you go. Here's $3 or $4 million. Enjoy it. Do what you wish. So they could buy a house. They could do whatever they want. Outside of that, I'd set up. I thought about this. I'd buy a building. Where we could do our shows from.
Oh, good. Well, then I'm off the hook then.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
thanks for popping for that.
Well, you did it for 3 years.
I'll pay for the studio.
Yeah. But
I'll bring in heavy hors d'oeuvres.
That's what I said. I said, would you want to work still? I said, no, the joy of doing this show is so much fun.
This show is the most joy I've had. I like this show. I'm already doing the type of work that I want to do for the rest of the
time. I told Carrie this morning, I said, when we win, you get to quit. And she said, but you'll keep doing the podcast. And I said, I think so. And she said something cute. She says, you're right. America needs you. She was not sincere, but it's nice to
I would just take what we do now and just put it on the level we would like to see it at.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, get a bigger distribution. Yeah. That's right. Buzz, what about you?
Again, I think I would buy a nicer house, a bigger house for myself and for Marcia, and maybe even the same house. I would buy.
In the same neighborhood.
I would want to do the same for my folks and anybody in my immediate circle of family and friends who needed help or needed to better themselves in some way. I'd do that. I'd give some to charity, and I think I might spend a lot of the rest of it on travel.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to travel. There are places I'd like to go. Yeah. Africa, for example.
I like Buzz's charity angle. Would you be so inclined to set up a charity?
I'd finish I'd finish the orphanage down in Haiti.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's would I do stuff for kids.
That would be the William
I
would call that the William O'Mara Center. Down in
but
Haiti.
Your name
that's
is it. Mike.
Yeah, my father's name is William.
Right. I'm kidding.
So that's what I would do. I would do that. Also the house. And I would pop for the extra money that I wasn't going to spend to have it baby-proofed.
Nice.
we do have to break.
Yeah,
oh,
we
could go on. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mark's still going to get those lottery tickets.
Are you kidding? We just gave Mark $100. We'll never see him again.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment of the program is brought to you by our Amazon page.
Nice.
Preliminary indications are you guys are doing a nice job for us, and we don't have all the details yet, so we're going to just count on you delivering for the Mike O'Mara Show by using Amazon. This comes from Ann Edwards, and she writes to us, how appropriate that I'm using TMOS Amazon to not only Christmas shop, but to get my two kids their birthday presents. I had B-Day. B-Day presents for later this
month. You don't like B-Day? birthday?
No, right birthday.
All right.
Birthday presents for later this month. And I just ordered a hard-cased ukulele case for my daughter. Another
That's
ukulele
smart.
Player.
Smart move.
I'm sure Buzz approves that purchase. Mm-hmm. How sweet it is. Thanks for having that link on your page. Lots of love from Iowa. And that's from Ann Edwards.
She's awesome, man.
We're talking about our Amazon page, where Cyber Mondays, they really continue all week, the sale. It's Cyber Monday all week long, and Amazon has gift wrapping, gift cards, and delivery right to your door. Plus, when you shop Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com, you pay the same low prices and support your favorite show. Bookmark us and use MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. You know that. Monday deals. I got to get a small TV for my mom up in Boston, and trying to get the specs from my sister is like pulling teeth.
Yeah. Like a watchman?
About 11 inch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
But I'm waiting for my Cyber Monday deal.
Yeah.
That continues all week long Amazon.
There's really there's no urgency. You got the whole week to do it, so you don't think you've missed out on it.
Looking forward to
it. I bought my parents' TV on Amazon, and it's amazing. You don't have to haul anything.
All right.
It shows up right at your house.
It shows up.
I almost hesitate on a day like this where the ball busting is at its absolute zenith to share my activity that I'm going to be participating in today.
What are you doing today, as soon as the show is done?
A new type of fitness that has been recommended to me based on my knee from a number of people, and I will be participating in that today. At the conclusion of the show, I will be... Okay, go ahead, guess.
No, I wasn't going to guess.
I'm going to be leaving for the pool.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! You're going to do water aerobics.
No, I'm not doing any aerobics. I'm just going to swim laps.
Synchronized swimming.
Not synchronized swimming.
Are you
going to
use the paddle thing, the thing that looks like a tombstone?
No, I don't have to do that. I know how to swim, for Christ's sake. What do you mean, like the thing that they
the paddle board.
Yes. This is not Cocoon.
Train little kids to swim.
Well, Mike, everyone needs to start somewhere.
I'm not taking swimming lessons. I know how to swim.
Can you imagine the scenery at that aquatic center?
It's going to be great.
not at 1 o'clock. Yeah. I don't think so. I picture old men's balls.
I picture
that's what I picture.
A beautiful, stink. I see a beautiful milky white man swimming laps.
Are you going to the George Mason Aquatic Center?
I'm not telling people where I'm going. That's what I'm not going to George Mason.
As
a matter of fact,
Buzz's?
I am. I'm going to the George Mason Aquatic Center.
Because I was going to say, you could go to Buzz's doctor's house.
No, I'm not doing that.
The pool is closed.
That's where Buzz likes to swim.
Have you ever tried running in water?
Do you socialize with him in the non-summer months?
Yeah, actually, I do. Yeah, he doesn't do a lot of socializing, but
he's busy during the winter.
We are friends.
I think it's more like you don't say yes during the non-summer months.
No, that's not.
Can't come over there.
Do you?
He's more of a hermit than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you swim well?
You know what? I used to, and I haven't done it in a while.
I saw you in a pool, you skinned your head.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's not doing it right.
Was that at Carla's mom's birthday party?
Yeah, it was. I think we all skinned something that night. I skinned my liver.
I was definitely.
Mike skinned his bank account. Yeah.
So.
I forgot. Because with you, the evening continued.
Yeah, that's true.
All I remember is that the next
day.
Story
of my life. Another depressing evening.
Carla was walking around the pool the next day and saying, are these Rob's pants? And is this Rob's belt?
Yeah.
And are these Rob's glasses? I apparently just was shedding clothes like everywhere.
I can't go there with my buddy Pete anymore.
No, he's a bad luck charm.
Hey, the tickets are here.
Yay!
The winning number.
Here they are,
I really didn't think we'd ever see Mark again.
And hey, Mark actually got the ages.
Cool. Nice. Thank you, Mark.
Right. Now, where's the lucky spot for those tickets?
Okay, so the ages are Oscar's age 34, Mark's age 39. Mm-hmm. Right, Mark? Is that you? 39. Rob, 41. Mike, 53. Buzz, 59. Mm-hmm. And it's all five of us. This is the one
that's
I'm going to...
That's cool.
All right, here. You be... I think we can keep them right here. I think they're safe.
That'd be fine. Nothing ever moves from that table.
Nothing gets lost at Mike's workstation.
Thanks a lot. I get that. Thank you very much.
But whatever you do, Mike, don't take them to the pool.
It'll still be there.
We don't want to get the tickets wet.
Yeah, don't put them in your trunks.
So the one...
Mike's soggy tickets.
I swear I won.
The one that
looks like a 10.
Is that a 2?
God, these two.
Sorry.
It's like misbehaving. I swear to God, you guys.
But I will say this, Mike, nothing you've said today has not been entertaining.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 34, 39, 41, 53, 59, and 5. Now a lot of people are going to play that number.
Right? Nobody will.
Don't play it.
Don't play it. That's our number. Swear to God, if there's somebody that's a fan of the show that plays that number, I will cut your heart out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's going to happen? Flash forward one day, and we're all splitting the money with Hank Reuter.
And Tab.
I'm sorry. Tab! Chuck Moody, that is not your number. That is not fair. Adam Chirac, I do not know why you played that number.
Would you? You know
Miami Witness News is at the home of Trip Affleck. I'm sorry, Atlanta.
Another thing I thought about, and I'm sorry to bring it up earlier, is you have a choice to be an anonymous winner.
Yes.
Would you do that?
No.
Hell no.
This is the best way to promote the podcast ever.
That's true.
Yeah, I think we'd have no choice. Yeah.
Big Mike O'Mara show t-shirt on.
We'd have to promote it.
We've talked about it.
And I think that's another reason why I wouldn't be embarrassed by winning.
If we won as a pool. Just the crew?
That would be very cool.
And how great would it be? You have that big cardboard check, and I know how things happen. You would say, Mark, can I wait and deposit this tomorrow?
But I would like to point out that even if we win, we still will require maximum payments from our advertisers.
Of course.
Yes, please.
Well, thank you.
Perhaps
we're not giving it away.
Different rate.
There may be someone that we would have to write a rather significant check to. Though.
Maybe.
Oh, right. I think so.
Like right after we won.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we all know who she is.
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right. On the program today, I am going
finally,
to the pool.
We're teasing ahead.
We're going ahead. Oscar's health. I wanted to get an update on your tummy.
You.
You went away. You have not had alcohol. It has not touched your lips. You went to Arizona to Shannon's family.
Yeah.
For the fabulous holiday. Are you still calling her Blanche?
No.
Oscar's right. World.
Because she asked me that she said that hurt her feelings.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. Anyway,
Shannon Oscar's is a very lovely.
And I said, you should stop listening. Because it's just a bit.
I know it's just a bit. I would like to say, I am certainly glad that bit is over. I got tired of hearing Blanche.
Yeah, nobody likes to hear that name. It is indicative of an older woman.
That's correct. Why use the name Blanche when you can use a beautiful name like Shannon?
Shannon is a great name.
I don't know which is better, that name or a delicious candy.
Well, it depends, Mike, on which candy to which you are referring.
How's about a lifesaver?
But what flavor?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
Shannon in the morning. Blanche.
Thank you. All right. How are you feeling?
I think I've got like a good month ahead of me, including this week. If I'm lucky, I can get back to normal.
Really?
I'm going to get scoped in like 10 days.
The scope is really, really uncomfortable.
I've had it 4 years ago.
A camera like down into your tummy?
Oh, yeah. It goes all the way up. And I remember I got it. I didn't have the throat. I just had the entry in back. And when I got it, it was like a Valium and a sodium pentothal.
Did they put it in your Duke?
Yes.
Is that where they go
for
in?
You,
mine's going through the throat.
Yeah. Stomach, the closer route to the stomach's through the mouth.
Well, see, mine was lower.
Actually, Rob's was, they were also doing a stomach scan. He just had a more fun physician.
That's right. Oh. And the weird thing is he insisted on using a Polaroid because he wanted instant results. He said, you were in a lot of discomfort.
Hello, Mr. Spiewak. Normally, the procedure is to go through the throat. However, today we will be going through the rectum.
He said, you were in severe discomfort when I made the turn. And I said,
well, you've got
turn?
Your problem is not ulcer. Yours lower. Your nether region.
Yeah, it is an ulcer, but it's in the bad place.
Right. So have you had it? Has anybody else had the thing where they go through the throat?
No. I had it 4 years ago. They knock you completely out.
Okay, so you've had tummy troubles before.
I've had esophagitis or whatever.
Okay, all right. You got to
manifest itself
that.
In the voice
so
box.
So you deal with a lot of heartburn then, right?
Yes, and it's hereditary. My father has it as well.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to go down and they're going to check out your ulcer.
Yes.
And then they're going to give you medicine? Or
either what? They're going to say that I need surgery or I need hopefully something. Hopefully by then it'll have
healed up a little bit. Surgery is very drastic in that case.
Is there any medicine now? Are you taking
medicine? Yeah, I've got five different things I'm taking that are prescription-based.
Right.
Okay. It's uncomfortable. I think that this is something that had to happen eventually. I've been living my life at 100 miles an hour for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And between the 5-hour energies, the multiple sodas,
poison, drinking.
Yeah, and you want to see 44. So I mean, you want to just chill.
So I gotta pump the brakes. That's
your symptoms now. Does it alter or change your evacuation? Do you see it when?
Oh God!
I'm curious.
That's Mark's
Jesus,
question.
Rob, God.
No, I'm curious.
I don't want to hear about his
you
evacuation.
Want me to be, Mark, if I'm going to be completely honest,
it's disgusting.
I was so sick.
By the way, that question is entertaining.
I was so sick that.
Yes.
You know what? I have no filter.
No, do it.
Clearly.
I'm an idiot. I crap my pants.
I told you Mark would be interested.
A great question.
I will now be accepting apologies for mocking my question.
Twice.
Now,
crap twice last week.
Now, when you're talking about crapping your pants, was it just like a little bit, like a slip, or was it full-fledged?
I don't know.
Well, we've gone to our expert.
Incidentally, I'm not sure KCJJ can air this.
They're
so
fine.
We have to be careful
They're
about
fine.
That.
Okay, so yeah. The first time I was...
Can't take away a license that they don't know where it is, Mike.
Gotta find it first.
I knew I had a real big problem because the night that we were in New York City, I just couldn't sleep because my stomach hurt so much. Like, oh, I was in real pain. And on the way home, everything was fine. Monday morning is usually when I go and do Pilates. So I get dressed to go do Pilates. I'm driving out of D.C. and I feel like I can't believe I'm talking about this. I feel like I have a little gas. So I'm like, oh, no big deal.
It's outskirts.
Yeah, and then boom. I'm like, well, that's not good. So then if anybody's ever driven a stick shift before,
yes,
you got a lot of leg movement, right?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Operating the clutch.
Yeah. So
this is the sound that night of Oscar moving his legs.
This is in the morning. This is before I came here. Right. So mind you. So at that point, I'm like, I got to double back because I got a situation. But driving a clutch when you have a problem,
yeah,
you have a situation.
Shifting your leg.
You're basically driving like you're driving a low rider, but you're hovering your butt above the seat.
Yeah, right.
Because you don't want to ruin the suede seats.
Right.
You know what I mean? That'd be a problem. So that was one. And then I was like, well, look, clearly, who hasn't done that in
right.
the past?
I've done it at the radio station at the old WJFK.
Oh, really?
With plaid boxer shorts that I had to leave in the trash.
That's right. But afterwards, they looked more like they were made
so,
of leather.
I think the rule is you throw away all that gear. So I throw away the gym shorts and my underwear, throw it in the trash. It's
so
over.
Horrible. Yeah.
And then I thought it was getting better around Wednesday, and I was like, oh, no big deal. And then it happened again I'm walking down the stairs to my car.
See, I almost feel like you're my son when you're saying this. Poor boy.
Yeah,
probably the
and
medicine
then,
is doing
no, that. No, I hadn't taken any medicine
really?
Yet.
Oh, really?
And then that's when...
That's a bad medicine.
Yeah, well, that's when
that.
I went to the doctor. Well, I haven't had that problem since. The only problem I do have is that the color of my stools...
Oh.
Is jet black, so it's blood.
Oh,
yeah. It sucks.
So you can't wait to get that. When are you getting the procedure done?
In after our December 7th show.
Oh, okay.
So
and you will be
after.
Very mellow for the December 7th. Is there anything particularly that we need to get you for that particular?
No. Marijuana. I just can't drink. That's it.
I think the main
well,
thing.
Let's get him a little weed.
Weed.
The yeah. main thing he weed. Would need is like a towel to sit on. And maybe you want a scotch guard.
Well, I'm glad we got that in there. And
I'm glad
I hope
we got that out.
Me too.
Anybody wants to give you advice, do that.
Feel free.
Tomorrow on the show, I will discuss what they've done to my Honeycrisp. It is not good.
Plans
for our December 7th party that Oscar just referenced. Mm-hmm. My new health fear. And maybe we'll talk about Susan Rice and how I think she's terrible as a possible
I don't like her either.
Secretary. Yeah, I don't think. You know, you get. Yeah, to make a long story short, you got to be a diplomat to be a diplomat.
Amen.
If you can't work with the Republicans, you're not going to be able to work with the Middle East.
Amen.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz. I'm sorry, with Rob and the Audio Vault right after this. I'm still here, Logie. We'll be right back. I like a baby boy, loves his toy. You've got kisses sweeter than honey. And I work 7 days a week to give you all my money. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, which is brought to you by TLC Laser Eye Center. Now, if you want to ditch your glasses, I cannot think of a better group of people to help you do that than the good folks over at TLC Laser Eye Center. Their surgeons have an international reputation performing LASIK on over 2.2 million eyes. I've never been in a medical facility that I was more impressed with, with the state-of-the-art equipment, with the type of people that I dealt with. It just was a very pleasant experience. I was somebody that went in there completely open-minded, and I knew that I was kind of on the borderline as far as whether I was going to
be
a candidate.
Might not be.
And just the way they handled that, because you do, when you go in for any kind of elective medical procedure, you walk in there almost with a feeling like, I sure hope I am. I don't want to let them down.
Right.
That's just the natural mindset
natural
you get.
Thing you feel.
They made it just sound so completely cool. You know, they said, you know, it's really up to you. We could do this for you, but, you know, I think that you're like, the doctor even compared my eyes to his eyes and said, you know, are you the best candidate? No, you're not the best candidate. And we could do a few things for you, but ultimately the decision is yours. Uh-huh. And ultimately I made my decision not to do it. What I was impressed with TLC and Dr. Holtzman and all the people over there was just how competent and professional and thorough they were looking at my eyes and telling me what the status of my vision was.
And our listeners need to know it doesn't cost anything to find out if you're a candidate.
If you'd like to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020 to schedule a free consultation or visit tlcvision.com. And be sure to tell the friendly staff you heard about TLC from us. TLC Laser Eye Center. Really, I've rarely been more impressed by an operation that I went into. Just terrific people. So go check them out.
Holtzman's
that
great.
Number again is 877-TLC-2020 or go to tlcvision.com. Rob, we open it up. What do we have for today, November 28th, which is a Wednesday?
First off, thanks to noted P1 Eric Quick, who really lived up to his last name on the turnaround on this.
What's his name?
Eric Quick. Very fast. And he isolated a moment from yesterday's show and produced something that I think you will like particularly.
Okay, so, very good.
Thank you, Eric, for this. I'm bringing a hammer and a nail with me tomorrow. Just
I have a hammer and a nail. It's
I
right
know,
over
and
there.
I asked for it, and you yelled
gonna,
at me and I'm bit
gonna,
my head off.
I'm going to fix it. All right. Fix it. You want to do me a favor?
You're not going to use this.
How about some
benefit.
Net? How about some, net lights? Yeah, you offered to help, not because you wanted to help me. You offered to help because you.
It helps you. Yeah. It helps you. Like it's a task that you should have done.
No,
that you didn't do, and I was going
to
do it.
To your obsessive compulsive disorder. And good luck going to the hardware store to get your candle. I hope they don't have it.
It's the most wonderful time.
Nicely done.
I like it when that's sort of shoehorned in there. Where we,
so
sometimes
great.
We do that on our own.
Good yes, we job, do. Eric. Do love it. So thank you, Eric, for that. Now, Mike, top showbiz story today. Angus T. Jones has apologized, but not really.
Yeah, this is a conflicted young man.
Yes.
I say conflicted, but he feels very strongly about his religious beliefs.
Didn't he say that Two and a Half Men is not entertaining?
I don't think that's exactly the word he used.
That's how it starts.
He said it was filth.
Said, don't watch.
It was part of Satan's plan. He actually released a written statement. Here is NBC News covering the written statement. And again, listen to this. He's not really saying he's sorry said.
Late Tuesday, Angus T. Jones released a different statement. I apologize if my remarks reflect me showing indifference to and disrespect of my colleagues and a lack of appreciation of the extraordinary opportunity of which I've been blessed. Jones, who has literally grown up on...
Blah, 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 blah. So really, it's...
That wasn't written by him.
No, you're right.
His statement did go on to say, though, that Chuck Lorre, the producer that we discussed yesterday on the show, had been great and very supportive. So I thought that was nice.
I did like the fact that Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight on The Office, which is a show that used to be funny...
What did he say?
He actually filmed something that looked just like the video.
Oh.
And even to the point where they had the African-American gentleman that used to work in the stockroom sitting next to him saying nothing, just like... In Angus's
that
video.
Is great.
Here's Rainn Wilson.
Dwight from The Office is nothing, okay? The Office is nothing, all right? If you watch The Office, please don't watch The Office. I'm on The Office. It's filth, okay? And that filth will rot your brain, right? I mean, take it from me, who's on The Office. Please don't watch it. Do not watch this final season, or that filth will rot your brain. Seriously. I mean, they call it entertainment. Yeah, right. Do some research on the effects of TV on the brain, and you'll see that The Office this Thursday night.
I get it.
But it's funny that he did it. And it absolutely had the look of something he did, which I think is great. Mike, who's your favorite Jennifer who spells her name Jennifer?
Flowers?
Yes, she's back in the news.
Jennifer.
Because she
said... Is there anybody in the world named Jennifer?
Not that I know.
No, that's the only one
I
know.
Jennifer Flowers spelled it Jennifer.
She does spell it
with a G.
Back in the day, I wouldn't care if she spelled it with a Z.
I'm glad you bring up that young man, Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Because in an interview, Jennifer Flowers says that he has hit on her as recently as 2005.
I talked with him actually after I got a divorce and I moved into my home in Old Metairie. It was after Katrina. And I was at home by myself, and the phone rang. It said unavailable. Mm. And I picked up the phone, and it was him. And he wanted to come by my house.
He's available.
And talk to me.
So what did you say? No, you can't come over?
I said, no, you can't come over here. No way. Well, I said, you can't come to my house. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I'll put on a hoodie, and I'll jog up there. Well, he used to do that.
I know.
I said, no, and I want you to leave me alone.
And that was it.
That would have been 2005.
She also went on to take credit for his election because she put him on the map.
Okay, do you believe that she's telling the truth?
No. I do.
It's kind of tough when you've got an unavailable call.
I believe it.
You do?
I do.
I don't know.
I think if he's, I'll put on a hoodie.
I am so in the middle.
It's hard to say.
Well,
I must say
that the presidency.
I perhaps have some more insider knowledge than most people about the former president. Based on my membership at Robert Trent Jones Country Club.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be with Rob on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he's a horn doggy of huge proportions. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's his one Achilles heel. His Achilles penis.
Right. Now, you played classic rock for like a year at the Edge, right?
Yeah, it's delightful.
Where do you come in on Hendrix?
You know, I think he's fine. I'm not a turbo fan myself.
I agree.
I think he. I would have liked to see him live longer to grow as a musician and do different things.
This March, they're coming out with what was to be his follow up to the album Electric Ladyland, which
like
many people
his guitar
say,
work much more than his vocal presentation. Because,
agreed.
Row, 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 row. That's Jimi Hendrix. We must be somewhere out of here.
Electric Ladyland was arguably his best album, and he was working on the follow up when he died. The album was
Purple Haze.
People, Hell, and Angels, and they leaked a little bit of this unfinished cut. They're finishing it up his tracks and releasing a Hendrix album in March. Here's how it sounds, and I think it's kind of neat because even though they have done some work to complete it, it sounds like authentic Hendrix. So,
well, I see fingers.
But you called it,
Society.
But if you're a Hendrix aficionado, you have that to look forward to in March. I'm surprised they didn't do a Christmas release. Which takes us, Mike, to Black Friday. Well, I just wanted you to know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm realizing as I listen to it, probably not a huge Hendrix fan.
Do you remember the two guys that make lists of things that don't exist, then swap the lists and make them go to the store and film them asking for them? Do you remember these guys?
Hysterical.
They did it again for Black Friday. Here is I have the full video up at our YouTube page, but here's a highlight. These are some of the items. And remember, when they're asking for the items, they have not pre-read the list. That's what makes it so funny. So funny.
Ham sander. That's like if your ham gets kind of crusty for Thanksgiving and you just kind of like shave it off.
Do you have Facebook on tape or just the CDs?
No.
You know? Okay, because I like to listen to it in the car.
Mr. Red Pants.
Mr. Red Pants.
Yeah, action toy.
Smart Chunks.
Smart Chunks? What's that? Is that like a cereal?
Yeah, it's a cereal for people who are dumb and fat. So they need
Smart Chunks.
They need to get smarter.
Smart Tim Chunks. Doodley's Happy Snacks.
Scuba Cape.
It's Scuba Cape?
Yeah, that's mostly when you're scuba diving, but you like to dress up as a superhero.
Betty Buy Socks for Sleepy Feetsies.
A Wi-Fi fish tank.
Lumpy Lady Lingerie.
A Swiss Army Toaster.
What about extra loud audiobooks for the hard of hearing?
Bird shoes. I need some bird shoes.
Hypoallergenic coffin pillows.
Stained glass windshield. Do you sell those?
Yeah.
Because those stained glass windshields are beautiful, aren't they?
Nose putty.
James Brown sings your Hanukkah favorites.
Hey.
It's for the holidays.
Gluten nose.
Gluten nose. Is that about
gluten? No, they're cereal with extra gluten.
All right. I think we get it.
Leather diapers.
It's almost leather diapers.
Now I got a baby with a fetish.
Extra large bung buckles. All right. Well, thanks anyway. That's helpful. That's good.
That is your magic audio, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. That's good stuff. I like that. I'd love to be at the writer's meeting for that.
Extra loud books on tape for the hard of hearing.
Sipping a beer and doing that. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Did you see the, it was a Krispy Kreme donut manager.
Yes.
And he walked into the Krispy Kreme and asked for the donuts. He was doing a rejection. It was an Asian guy doing a rejection experiment to see how many different ways he could get rejected with unusual requests. Mm. Walks into a Krispy Kreme, sees this wonderful young lady who's a manager who could not have been a kinder, sweeter person. And he asks for, in the Krispy Kreme donuts, he wants the Olympic rings, multicolored, joined
colors,
together.
Yes.
And she does it for him.
Wow. Really?
Wow. And she breaks the donuts in half and kind of puts the whole Olympic symbol with the different colors and doesn't charge him for it.
Wow.
And he gets the whole thing on hidden camera, and she was an angel.
Isn't that
and
great?
She is the type of person that we all should have the pleasure of dealing with in our lives.
That's not the Krispy Kreme ladies at Richmond when I used to go there drunk. They were not helpful.
You were drunk.
Yeah, you got thrown out when you sang Pump Up the Jam.
Well, she was pumping up the jam. She was making jelly donuts.
God. Let's, oh, my God. Get our news here with Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Up the jam.
We're brought to you.
That's what they do.
Brought to you today by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. And with same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco. because it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you love cigars like Mike, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas.
And you can talk like Mr. Belvedere when you smoke it.
That's right. And to see all the styles, flavors,
Hewitt.
And strengths, and to order your refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Well, you're not going to win the $500 million Powerball lottery drawing
already,
tonight.
Why because are you
we
saying
I had written this long before we ever...
He was the most miserable after we bought the tickets, but he's a team player, and he dove in as much as he hated it more than anybody in this room.
I saw him that miserable once before when we tried to teach him blackjack. He hated that, too.
He hated that.
That is also true.
Right.
You see, gambling implies a chance of winning, which is why I don't do it.
That's right.
You're not going to win the money. You're not going to win the lottery. Besides, the real winner is the state's lotteries, which took in $61 billion in the past year.
Wow.
So they might have to give up $500 million of that.
I hope we will. To look at your face.
What you can do is better your lot in life by asking for a raise. And a new study says 5
not
p.m.
Here.
Not
hey,
here, but
hey,
most companies,
hey,
for
Mike,
example.
Just to better my lot in life. I was wondering.
No. Oh.
not here, Rob. We're talking to the listeners.
I understand.
Who have
that's
actual
a negative.
Jobs.
Happy holidays.
You bet.
A new study says 5 p.m. is the best time to ask for a raise because that's when the boss is least rushed or distracted. Now you know. Another new study says it would help our economy and your company if the boss did give you a raise. A liberal think tank says it found that when companies give people raises, the companies get more than their money back through more productivity and better quality work. And the study says that if a lot of companies did this, it would stimulate the economy enough to create 100,000 new jobs and add $15 billion to our gross domestic product.
I think that coming from the radio biz, we are, we worked in a corporate environment where it was always the last thing in the world they ever wanted to do.
Right.
And it's a true example of if you did get that raise, and I'm not talking about just the radio personalities, I'm talking about anybody of the support staff. First of all, they never got one.
Right.
But anybody that ever would, I would think that they'd go out of their minds and they'd want to, reward the company
Fires
for finally doing something.
Made their lives better.
So it seems true.
Yeah, I don't remember even being in a work environment where while I was in radio, terrestrial radio, that someone came, and if it wasn't a new contract, that you'd be like, hey, you did a great job.
Yeah.
You know?
It didn't happen.
No.
It didn't happen. You guys used to struggle for, 10%, right?
The true.
You have to wait 2 years or something like that?
Oh, yeah, and it was usually 5. The true golden era when we were actually doing well at WJFK, one Christmas we got hoodies, and one Christmas we got a blanket.
Yeah, I still
a
have
CBS
a,
blanket.
Still have a blanket.
Yeah.
Now Republicans are for what it's worth.
You can have
Republicans.
Mine if you
Republicans are joining the president back out on the campaign trail, trying to drum up support to pressure the other side into bending in ways that'll help us avoid the fiscal cliff. At first, Republicans criticized the president for taking his case to small businesses and middle class taxpayers, but less than a half hour after Mitch McConnell laid into the president for doing that yesterday, John Boehner announced a PR roadshow for Republican lawmakers as well.
What did I say yesterday, folks?
You did, and this illustrates everything you were talking about yesterday.
Even with a migraine, you did it.
It's 100%.
Oh, but wait, there's more. There's the filibuster fight, you see. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Under Senate rules, lawmakers on one side can hold up a vote with a talkathon. It's a way for the minority party, in this case in the Senate, the Republicans, to make their point. The rest of the lawmakers can make them stop talking, but the way the rules are currently written, it takes a supermajority of 60 votes to stop a filibuster instead of a simple majority of 51 votes the way it used to be. The Democrats who now control the Senate want to change that part of the rule, make it 51 votes again, because they say the Republicans have abused their filibuster privileges by doing it too often. This has Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spitting nails, quoting him, "This is exactly the wrong way to start a new year." And they're off. And while the fight continues over whether to tax the rich and close some loopholes to bring in more money, lawmakers have barely scratched the surface of what budget cuts need to be made. We're hearing now that even Democrats are divided over what to cut, and the decisions won't be easy for either party.
Nothing has improved. Nothing has happened.
Naked protesters showed up outside John Boehner's office yesterday to protest probable cuts in AIDS research. Three women and apparently several men removed their clothing to reveal messages scrawled on their bodies, and they chanted.
And he cried.
If you want to see this on YouTube, go fast, because there's penises and boobs.
Ew!
So it will be yanked.
Before they pull the...
Yeah, you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah. Fox News interviews normally run longer than a minute, but...
Get
him out of the room, Rob.
Someone usher...
Get out of here!
I'm
I'm sorry.
Where are the ushers?
Sloppy board work.
Fox News interviews. Fox News interviews normally run longer than 1 minute, but that wasn't the case when author Thomas Ricks was on the other day after he, on the air, referred to Fox as, and I quote, a wing of the Republican Party.
Right.
He was talking about the network's relentless flogging of the Benghazi story in this case, and he was off the air.
I saw it.
Fox News later announced that Ricks has apologized for his comment. He says that's not true either.
Oh, they are terrible.
In other
they
news.
They are just so wow. psycho sometimes. He's apologized. No, I haven't. So we completely made it up. Nah. They completely fabricate. It's amazing
whatever
how they
fits.
Do this.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's always some like junior level guy. I my prediction is somebody's going to get really in big trouble because there will be an old veteran journalist working for Fox. There are plenty of them.
Right.
Britt Hume is a guy I have a lot of respect for. Right. He's got a point of view, but I respect the guy. And the guys like that don't suffer that crap. But you've got the junior guys that come in, and it's like, why don't we float a story that he apologized, you know? And then it goes up, and because they're all such sycophants at that place, it gets right through. And then I think there's usually a little blowback where he never really did apologize. Yes, you did. No, you didn't. Yes, you did. No, you didn't.
We'll
fire that guy.
Probably never hear about it. Other news: a female Purple Heart recipient and the ACLU have gone to court to try to make the Pentagon let women serve in combat. Cyber Monday could have set even more records if it hadn't been so tough to order stuff through smartphones. Mobile retail sites were taking, and this is almost laughable, taking 18 seconds to load on Monday, darn it. Here's the thing. That's double the time it normally takes, and studies have shown that people tend to give up when a site takes 3 seconds longer than normal to load.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
New study in Trenton, New Jersey shows that a red light cameras there. I love the red light cameras. Red light cameras in Trenton, New Jersey have increased the number of rear end collisions at intersections by 20% and increased property damage numbers by more than $1 million.
Governor Christie is going to combat this by eating the red light cameras.
And finally, some holiday buzzkills for you. On Thanksgiving night in Stockton, California, police were investigating an assault in which a woman walking down the street was assaulted with a pumpkin thrown from a moving car. It was a drive-by.
Oh, boy.
In Pensacola,
that can hurt.
In Pensacola, thank you, Florida, two young men were arrested for killing a turkey with a bow and arrow. This was not a nod to the history of Thanksgiving. The turkey was a neighbor's pet.
Oh.
A clown.
Mike, now for one thing, that's not funny.
It's not. None of these are funny.
None of them are.
A clown died in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I saw that.
The 67-year-old clown was making balloon animals for the kids along the route when he keeled over from a heart attack. And at a Christmas parade in Ontario.
A little song. A little dance.
A little seltzer.
Down the pants.
Your pants.
Ontario's Christmas parade. A drunken man whose hair was spiked into devil horns went around telling kids that Santa isn't real.
What?
Police arrested him on public drunkenness charges. But we all know it was the Santa thing. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by The Man Grape.
Yes.
Men's Health calls it one of 2012's best grilling accessories. We call it one of the best holiday gifts of the year. And our own buddy Oscar, he works for him.
Please.
The Man Grape is 100% made in America cast iron, so you get real steakhouse grill marks and seal in the juices for that great steakhouse flavor.
It works.
The Man Grape is still, they held the line on their prices this year, still just $19.99 when you order through the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. But wait, there is more.
What?
You order now, you get that grill brush Rob told you about. Give the grilling grate that's changing the way America grills.
You remember.
Give the Man Grate.
It's great.
That's it. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.